הודים נקרא סחנקה. בספורים שטייט שבסרש בו, ונבי יומטף, the koichas that were in the day come back, and we have the zelbe koichas, the zelbe koich comes back, the zelbe shefa comes back, and the zelbe atzlocha that a person has, the zelbe atzlocha could come back again. The person has to know Chanukah has very big days. It's a lot of shefa for a person to prepare himself. And the right way for the avodah of Chanukah, so Be'ezus Hashem, when this Chanukah will come, he could take a zeicha to the big shefa, what could come out of Chanukah. Chazal tell us in Chanukah, Loshon HaRambam, Chavivo hi mitzvas Chanukah ad me'oid. I don't remember, כמעט noch mitzvas, השתי דזה נוסח, Chavivo mitzvas Chanukah ad me'oid, such a Chavivus ad me'oid, Chavivo hi mitzvas Chanukah ad me'oid. Why is Chavivo mitzvas Chanukah ad me'oid? Chavivo mitzvas Chanukah ad me'oid? This mitzvah is choviv ad me'oid. It's not ad me'oid. So about, I mentioned it already once, that Chaim Shmulevitz says, what's the pshat? He said, if a person will go on the street and he will ask someone, what happened in Chanukah? Go on the gas. So they'll tell you, they found the oil, and they lived for 8 days. So everyone will answer you in the street, what happened in Chanukah? They found oil. And it was lighting for 8 days. We opened Al Anisim, Rabim Biyad Me'atim, Tmeim Biyad Oirim, Reshoim Biyad Tzadikim, Zaydim Biyad Oiski Sirosecho. Not even a mention that we found the oil. Chakar Bo Bonecho Lidvir Bisecho, Vidliku Neres Bechatzos Kotshecho, the Avudrom says it goes off under Reza. Doesn't say we found the oil, it lit for 8 days. Not a word. Mitzad Sheni, when we symbolize Chanukah, everyone takes a menorah, puts it outside. I don't blame the people on the street that this is what they think. I mean, this is what they see. Everyone is busy with the menorah. The whole day. Some people like one menorah, two menorahs, three menorahs. Say, you know, how much shit is your yaitza? But I was out. But you're busy with the menorah? So, Chaim Shlomit said, Mazbe with a mashal. So, a person goes into a room, he sees a lady holding a little baby, cleaning him, washing him, rinsing him. He wonders to himself, who is this lady? It's the Yiddish Imame? Or is the housekeeper, the helper, the babysitter? It's like this. If when she finishes to clean the baby, she puts him down, she goes to the next baby, housekeeper. If when she finishes to clean the baby, she picks him up and gives him a kiss on his forehead, a Yiddish Imame. A Yiddish Imame. So it's like, a kid that his mother changed him. So what he has to say thank you? For the mother to change him. He doesn't have to say thank you for the mother to give him a kiss. Yeah, kiss mach neshnois. The thank you is for changing him. But how we know that he's a kid? From the kiss. On the kiss meveis nisht. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us sheloi tishtakach mipi zaroi, the Teiru bikayemes, Klal Yisrael bikayem. We know that. We're not even mesupik about it. Sheloi tishtakach mipi zaroi. But Hashem could do it because He has to do it. And He could do it because He wants to do it. How He knows if He does it because He has to do it, or He's doing it because He wants to do it? How we know? Hashem had to save us. But He could have done it because He has to. Hashem wanted to show us, I'm doing it not because I have to. I'm doing it because I want to. So Hashem gave us an extra kiss. The menorah. We didn't have to have the menorah. 3 years we didn't have menorah in Beis HaMikdash, Bizman HaYevonim. Another 8 days. We've Yosef's kashas. Yeah, but 3 years we managed. Noch eight days. But Hashem wanted to show us, I love you, Klal Yisrael. I will help you to do the mitzvahs. He gave us an extra kiss. So when we say thank you, we say Rabim biyad me'atim, Tmeim biyad toirim, Roshayim biyad tzadikim. This is the thank you. Oh, but when we're going around excited and pirsum anes, the excitement, we show the Bainisham, we're a kindalach. So we show everyone the menorah. Here we see the kiss. The thank you is on the saving us. Oh, but the excitement, ואחר כך בואו בונה חול לדביר ביסכו, וידליקו נרס בחצר סקושכו. So this was an extra chain. This is the reason the mitzvah schanika we have mehadrin. Mehadrin mina mehadrin. Mehadrin mina mehadrin. All different idurim. Why? Why we have so much idurim? Because the mitzvah schanika is to show the avas Hashem. To show the yoifi Hashem. So while the mitzvah of chanika is to show the avas Hashem, the yoifi Hashem, the cheshik Hashem. So we also want to show the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We love the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Mimach the hidur mitzvah. The famous vort. Rebbeinu says the same thing. Everyone in Cheder learned, you know, he went out of Mitzrayim. So in Kiryas Yamsu, from the walls, all different candies came out. Apples. And then they say sour sticks were slipping out. Yeah. All different, every Cheder, you know, they explained different gishmak ezachim were coming out of the walls. Why we need it? It's like Kiryas Yamsu. You need candies, chocolate, sour sticks. Tells us Hashem promised us to take us out of Mitzrayim. He promised, but he could have done it because he has to. He wanted to show us, Ribbono Shel Olam, I love you. Hamoyti es amo Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, hamavir bonov ben Gizrei Yam Suf. Klal Yisrael felt bonim. He gave us an extra kiss. The Esther Gishmak is Achim. How Klal Yisrael paid back? Hashem gives a kiss. How do you give back a kiss to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? He says one mitzvah that Klal Yisrael Hashem never told us to do, and we decided ourselves to do it. We say it every day in davening. One mitzvah Hashem never told us to do, and we say it every day in davening. We decided ourselves to do it. Ze keili ve'anveyu Eloike ovi v'arei memenu. Hidur mitzvah. As Yosher Klal Yisrael said, ze keili ve'anveyu Eloike ovi v'arei memenu. Klal Yisrael said, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're so nice to us, we will also do hidur mitzvah. Ze keili ve'anveyu Eloike ovi v'arei memenu. Ribbono Shel Olam, you will see, we will be doing the hidur mitzvah. This is the way Klal Yisrael pay back. Hashem, you're showing us kiss. Yamis of extra ava, we will give a kiss back. This is the reason Chanukah, this is the Indian von Hidur Mitzvah. It's interesting. Hashem gave us a kiss. What was the kiss? We could do a mitzvah. We could do more mitzvahs. That's the kiss of Chanukah. Nisht. Oh, Baruch Hashem, you know, we won the Yevonim and they left us a lot of money, Chalila. You know what is the kiss of the Kodesh Baruch Hu? We can make a mitzvah of the Hidur, mit alle chumras. Oh, that's take a kiss for Klal Yisrael. The person has to know what was the milchome of the Yevonim. The milchome of the Yevonim was Lashkichom Terosecho Ulahavirom Michuki Ratzimecho. Was a milchome al the Yiddishkeit. Lashkichom Terosecho Ulahavirom Michuki Ratzimecho. The world says, if you don't remember the Torah, b'meila you come. B'meila you come to do the Averis. Some people think, no, you know, they don't need to learn Gemara. They learn a couple hours halacha, yeah. You know, all different studies to study halacha, different courses, yeah. They had enough in yeshiva, then they started to go to different zach. It's a punk vaker. Lashkichom teirosecho ve'la'aviram michuk eratzeinecho. A person doesn't learn Gemara k'mo yishetzorich, and then there's no kiyum to Klal Yisrael. Alevai oisi ozavu, don't keep Mishneh Berurah, but terosi shamaru, but learn Gemara k'mo yishetzorich. That's how he does, okay, learn Gemara, he learns Mishneh Berurah. Hashem says, alevai oisi ozavu, don't be worried with aloche, but terosi shamaru, but learn Gemara k'mo yishetzorich. Some people don't have this musog in the Nebach. But mikol mekoyim, le'inyonein. So what the Yevonim wanted? The first, not to learn Tere Be'ir, le'ashkichom terosecho. This was Be'etzem, as they state in Al Rishonim and Al Achronim and Sifrei HaMachshove, that there was the Milchome of Yovan was on Teira Shebe'al Peh, was Lehashkichom Teira Secho. It's the Teira that Klal Yisrael member. Teira Shebe'ksav is the Teira that is written. Torah that we memorize today, everything is printed, but the Torah that is memorized is the Torah Shebe'al Peh. It's the Lashkichom Torosecho. Lashkichom Torosecho. This is what the Yevonim wanted. Lashkichom Torosecho. The Milchama was Torah Shebe'al Peh. The Nitzochen of the Yevonim was the Mesirus Nefesh. The Nitzochen of the Chashmonai was Mesirus Nefesh. Klal Yisrael had to be Moser Nefesh to make a Milchama. It's interesting. Mordechai and Esther also, Esther had to do Epes, but Be'etzem was a miracle. So the Chofetz Chaim said, he said it when they had a Gzeres in Russia. And I said, the Chofetz Chaim gave a psak then and all the yeshivas left Russia and they went to Poilin. But it was hundreds of yeshivas in Russia when the communists started. Chofetz Chaim said, everyone has to leave. Years later, they say, B'shem the Chofetz Chaim said that maybe it was a mistake. Maybe we had to fight with guns with the communists. And if we would fight with guns, we would win. As David Yevon. But Achashverosh, we don't have to fight with guns. Because Achashverosh wanted to kill us. Of them, we have to dive into Hashem. We're in Golus, we can't win. Above the gate, Shas Hashmav, Lashmidim Tirosecho, Lashkichom Tirosecho, then you have to fight with guns. I want to go a little bit to the Oymek. The Oymek is that in Torah, the only way that a person could be koine Torah is with Mesirus Nefesh. When it's a gzeira, a person has to have a Mesirus Nefesh. Person lo mezog namol later, but also has a shver sugi, he's not chapping what is going on. It's a very shver sugi. You know, I'll go to sleep. Tomorrow I'll wake up, efshar, I will chap. Oy, as I show you to be stupid. Hashem wants Mesirus Nefesh. Give now 2-3 hours. Mesirus Nefesh. Not maybe tomorrow. I'll be not tired. I'll come morning Seder. I'll try to figure it out. Morning Seder, I hope it's not called Mesirus Nefesh, yeah? Often if someone is holding a matzah to call the morning Seder, it's Mesirus Nefesh. I don't think he has to be in our yeshiva anyway, such a bachur. Chlan, I don't. Maybe in school is a place for such a bachur. Yeah? So it's Nefesh to come to morning Seder. But chodesh by night, teirez nikne b'mesirus nefesh. Teirez nikne b'mesirus nefesh. A person that doesn't have mesirus nefesh cannot be koine de teira. This is mitzad echot. Mitzad sheni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, rabim b'yad me'atim, tmeim b'yad oyim, moshim b'yad tzadikim, zedim b'yad oyiski serosecha. A person that is moiser nefesh le teira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them siyata d'shmaya. Shaitin Sforim, this is the Indian of Chanukah. It's even the Kotzke Rebbe. The Kotzke Rebbe said once, a person has a room full with dark. He wants to get rid of the dark. So he takes sticks and he tries to hit the dark to leave. Doesn't help. So he buys special bags and he starts to pack in the black. And he takes all the bags. The black will leave. But there's one way to take away the black. One little match, all the black runs out of windows. Teira is or. A lot of people try to get rid of the black. How they start to sing Shabbos. They go to all different places, they sing, yeah? They try to push away the black. Yeah. They go to all different courses, all different people that say Zachar, yeah? They try to go, try to, maybe they'll misasik in Kiruv, you know, they'll take off the black from Yenom, take off the black from himself also, yeah? Garnish, the black doesn't leave. There's only one way. Short way, a room full of black. I know some tried. I tried one to see the Kotzke Rebbe is right. Took bags, I took all the black, it never went out. Never went out. One match, it goes out. Disappears. It's not here. There's no dark here. It's not a trap. It's a dark and it's hiding. It's behind the curtains maybe. It's light. It's no the black, there's no black. They're like the black einenu. This is Be'etzem Amolo Shel Torah. A moment of Mesirus Nefesh Shel Torah is Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Oyah. Tanchuma says, Ha'olchim B'choyshech Ro'u Oyer Godol Zehu Talmud Bavli. Zu Talmud Bavli. This is Ro Oir Godel. Nothing else. Ha-hoilchim b'choyshech Ro Oir Godel Zu Talmud Bavli. The famous Wolf of Rabbi Sol Salanter, the Bochi came to ask him, he has it, but the boss came to ask him, he has 10 minutes to learn. What to learn? Musar or Chodsh, you know, Epes? Aloche, Gemore, Epes, you know. It's 10 minutes to learn Musar or 10 minutes to learn Gemore? What to learn? So Rabbi Sol told him to learn 10 minutes Musar. So if you learn 10 minutes Musa, hopefully you'll find 2 hours to learn Gemara. But if you learn 10 minutes Gemara, you'll stay with 10 minutes Gemara. So best to learn 10 minutes. Person has to know, the oir is teira shebe'al peh, it mit misirus nefesh. Abachar sometimes has so much mafrim. So what he goes to ask people, to advise, how to get rid of his mafrim. Sit and learn the misirus nefesh. Mefoshim say, Chazal mitaken nechanike mibachutz. The whole rule is dark. You light nechanike. Chazal say, hadloke oisem mitzvah. What's the pshat, hadloke oisem mitzvah? You heard such a mitzvah, hanocha oisem mitzvah, you put on tefillin, it fell off. Mezuzah, you put on a mezuzah, it fell. What's coming down, yeah? Took out the sefetei, you open it, puzzle. There's no mitzvah in the world to do as a aloche, anocha is a mitzvah, adloke is a mitzvah. You put on the tefillin, if it falls, you have to put it back. Zaza aloche, adloke is a mitzvah. And then Chanukah we have as a patent. You light it, don't take care of it, lam shalef. Why? Because this is the tafkid. The person has to know. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you have to light the fire, I will do the rest. Don't think how it will be later. It's not your job. You have to light a fire. A fire. Not a spark. You have to leave your hand there. Person has to know, this is the tafkid from Chanukah. This is the tafkid from Chanukah. I'm a soul, snefesh l'toyim. So I want to speak to my Siddiq. Maybe next week let's go more to the Oymeke and Yonim. There's a lot of Yonim in Chanukah. If a person wants to get the oil of Chanukah, and it's an oil shel rabim biyad me'atim, tmeim biyad ha'orim, tume, every zach that a person has, Chazal said that it's lamedvov neiris k'negel lamedvov masechtes. He wants to have the oil of Chanukah. To still a matzah in Chanukah, to still a matzah in Chanukah, in Mesirus Nefesh. You know, sometimes, I speak to myself, you know, comes Chanukah, you see some bachrim, you know, they light the menorahs. So it's a minig, yes, to stay near the menorah, not to stay near the menorah, I'm not doing it, we'll get to it. And they stay near the menorah, in the middle of Seder, and they're not learning. You want to vomit when you see this bachur. Why are they lighting so much menorahs? Why are they not lighting a candle? One candle, tea light. No, Hashem, you were so nice to us. You showed us how much you love us, so I show you how much I love you. I'm not learning in Chanukah. I'm standing near the neiris and battle tzach. You can't look on the face of the bachur. It's a magil. It's a music. To stand near the candles, a klotzach dov, mit nesedah. The candles are standing. So if he lights one there, no, he doesn't want to. Hashem mehadrin, you were so nice. You know, you showed us that mamish, our mitzvus nefesh. You showed us how much you love us. So Hashem, we mamish, we're doing it mehadrin. Mamish, I'm not learning a word over Chanukah. Chanukah is the day to be moiser nefesh to learn Torah. Moiser nefesh. Maybe one party to go. A person now says, I want to go to this party, because he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please don't give me the Shefa. This is Chanukah, I'm not planning to have a Shefa. He told me, Shkuk enough as a Bocher. But if you're not to stay with him in the deal, if he makes himself plans to have every night a party. As a Shegetz. He can talk about as a Bocher, a Shegetz. A Chotzuf. Only if he said, if he lands tea lights, I don't have a problem with him. He's not a Shaykhus. But it's like, you know, it's Kivyocha to go to someone, to give him a kiss and to kick him at the same time. Some people do it, yeah? Eisa, they should give him a Zamahalach, or love him, yeah? Chanukah is Mesirus Nefesh. I told you Yisoid, it's Bavus. Everything that is a Koyach, the Yitzhahorah is there. The Yitzhahorah knows that. and he gives a resource left. And everyone, he tries to get everyone that Chanukah is the worstest time to learn. It's the worstest time to learn. But if a person decides, I'll be Moisel Nefesh, I'll be Moisel Nefesh, and I will learn, my Chanukah will be Tainis Dibu, my Chanukah will be learning the whole time. This year is Mamash Gishmak, it's Mamash a whole week Chanukah, it's Mamash Givaldik. Sometimes during Yeshiva, it's hard. Like you have a whole Shabbos, you can sit and learn, no one disturbs you. Mamash, I will learn. I will learn during the week. Chanukah is, when Chanukah is Shabbos, the Shabbos also is Chanukah, yeah? I will learn Friday, Tuesday Chanukah. It's 4 hours before that luck, I'll be all ready. I will learn 4 hours Mesulis Nefesh. Not Shabbos, 4 hours Mesulis Nefesh. Person has to know. That's Baduk and Menusa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a kiss. And you don't know how Zis is to get a kiss in the Rebbeinu Shemar. The Ma'ayone HaChoch Me'opin. The Ma'ayone HaChoch Me'opin. Everyone knows. In 1 second, if Hashem wants, we chat the Gemara, things are going, everything is smooth. In 1 second. But Hashem wants a Mesilas Nefesh. This is the mitzvah's Chanukah. This is the Hidur mitzvah. This is the Yontef of Chanukah. Zeigdim biad oiski sei rosecho. Nothing else. Zeigdim biad oiski sei rosecho. This is the Nitzochen of Chanukah. As every day, the Klal Yisrael had to fight with the Misyavnim. So the Misyavnim every day. Every Chanukah is Yeshiva Bochum that are Misyavnim. You don't want to keep the Chanukah Kama Shetzorich. Yeshiva Bochum, Baruch Hashem. Not like you married and you have kids and they come home and they want the Chanukah party and you're Meshubah to them. You're not Meshubah to no one. Learn the whole day. And so when Azasiyata Dishmaya after Chanukah. And again, I want to tell you, when there's a light, there's no dark. It's not like it's dark and you have to handle it. The dark disappears. The tiredness disappears. The shverkai disappears. The fog and the sugis disappears. The cheshek, the problem of cheshek and learning disappears. It's one candle that can make it. So it's mine, how to mechaven b'shas, the neiros, to get the siyata d'shmaya for it. Ein echanami. And have a bissel arbetim of them stark. But a person has to have such a plan. If a person doesn't come to Chanukah with a plan, to have such a plan, and this is the reason I like to say it before, early. Next week to go into the morning yonim, what to cash b'shas dad loke. Because the problem is, if you come 3 days before Chanukah and you give such a shmooze, like, you know, when a bocher has a mindset that he's going home 2 weeks before this man finishes, yeah? Even if after it you tell him that he can't, does he does. If he has a tzad, he has a chasna in the middle of his man, and then he has to stay, he can't learn. If he thinks that tomorrow is Friday, also he can't learn after it, yeah? He woke up in a mistake, he thought it's almost Friday already, yeah? Then he chav that he's stuck yet in Monday, he was coming to, yeah? It's really hard, it's a mindset. If a person comes with a mindset, oh, Chanukah break is coming, parties are coming, yeah, he's planning to learn 5 minutes a day, then when he hears the Musar, it's too late to change. So the mindset has to be Chanukah is going to be this week. You want to take a vacation, take it this Shabbos. You want not this Shabbos, another 3 Shabboses. Over the next 2 Shabboses, I remember when I was in Kol Teire, there was a group of Bochrim. From the minute of Chanukah to the end of Chanukah, like Posak Puma Megirsa. The Yeshiva let off for Chanukah, but they went to the Anola. The Anola was beside a special Shabbos, you know, everything what they needed. It was the end of Chanukah. I think Kimat, every one of them today is a Chosh Mitabit Chocham. Every one of them, Kimat. This is the Tzur of Chanukah. The Yitzhar Hore doesn't want you. And it's a raya. Punkin Chanukah tells you not to learn. Punkin Chanukah. What's hotter from there? He knows. If you'll chab Chanukah, you'll be a different person. Don't look at no one else. Take a week. Yeah, no one's around anyway. Take a week. Learn shtak, no parties. Fakel. It's part of it. More Mesirus Nefesh to learn. More Mesirus Nefesh to learn. More Mesirus Nefesh to learn. Bez Hashem, when the person comes out with that, the light, Shalev es oylo me'oleo, ve'elenu reshus li'ishtamish al li'hoisim v'invad, and Bez Hashem, v'bizeichet siyata lishmaye, v'lishiyo, siyata lishmaye. Thank you.